Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Riding with my broad, it's a photo shoot. When I hit the mall, it's a photo shoot. When I'm in the club, it's a photo shoot. Go and get your camera phone on, it's a photo shoot. It's a photo shoot, girl, it's a photo shoot. It's a photo shoot, girl, it's a photo shoot.
All right. And these niggas definitely had the camera on.
Yes, go and get your camera phone on. But these are actually real cameras. So, hey, y'all, it's Girl That's Scary. It's Jazz, the 40-ounce connoisseur, and...
it's Cat Daddy. And listen, Linda, listen. We are here to talk about the Rec Record series. So, all four movies... So hold on to your booties.
Yeah, hold on to
them. Ready to rock and roll.
Real tight, because these movies are quite chaotic. A lot of shit happens, and it happens fast. We got this Blu-ray set on Amazon. It was like $50. For four Blu-rays, not bad.
Also, it was just a better decision. One, I mean, I've seen all four. Have you saw all four of these prior to us deciding to talk?
No, I saw 1 through 3. I had not seen 4.
Okay.
I didn't even know 4 existed.
Comprise, hoe.
Yeah, comprise. I was like, oh, it's 4 movies. Damn, bitch, I thought it was 3. Oh, well. Okay. So, you know, I got the 4th one. Ta-da.
Well, it definitely was worth to buy anyway. So, if you want it in your collection, I would just say, go ahead and do it, girl.
Yeah.
If you're not impressed, and if you're wondering, hey, I would like to watch these movies, it's available. I think Jazz saw it on AMC Plus earlier.
AMC Plus has like 2 and 3.
So hopefully by the time you hear it, it's still available.
I think 4 or even 1 is like on Stars. They're kind of spread out.
Of course, you can rent them individually on Amazon or YouTube.
But if you're going to rent them, I feel like they don't even have the rent option. It's like buy, and they're like $12.99 a piece. So I'm like, for all that, you might as well order.
Just go and get the box set, girl.
Yeah, go get the box set if you can afford to get the box set.
Or put it on your wish list and then share it with another human.
And then maybe somebody else might get you the box set.
Oh, speaking
to existence. Yes.
Manifest.
But yeah, it was worth the money. And these movies are fucking awesome. So if you've seen Quarantine, and I feel like I heard about Quarantine first, because that was the American remake.
I did too.
Of Rec. You know how they do with like fucking Pulse, The Ring, everything. Like, they always remaking somebody else's shit. But they remade Rec, and it was Quarantine. Rec is better to me, in my opinion. Period. So
if you see, Quarantine was good too for the time that I saw it, right? Because this is the early 2000s. Is it early like?
It was what, 2000. 2008, 2009 between 2008 and 2010.
Yeah, because Rec, the first one, came out of 2007. Yeah. So it was around that, you know, park. So okay, the early 2000s. So me and my brain, all right, let's get it. Suspend disbelief. Me go in. This shit is crazy because we already know how I feel about real life shit. And I'm not gonna go too much into it because for most of us have seen Quarantine. If you haven't seen it, you've probably heard about it. And if you have not, just to give you a quick overview of the entire series, our thoughts on it, me personally, holy shit.
Hmm.
Okay? That's literally it. literally and figuratively. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of, it eventually turns into a religious kind of like demonic situation. But essentially the story all stems from, there's a viral situation and it outbreaks in an apartment. And that's not even me giving too much, because even when you see clips about it, they essentially tell you something has happened in this apartment and it's sealed up. But we're following a camera crew who is actually, because it's a found footage kind of movie.
Yep.
It's a camera crew for a late night show, and they're following like a local fire police department. And as they're following them, trying to figure out what the gist is of their job, how they do their, you know, late night situation, the overnight crew. What's the fuck's going down? What's the 411? So they're following these guys, and instead of it being like a normal night, or what they think is going to start to as a normal night on the job, obviously turns left, because we wouldn't have the story. And that's the premise for this first particular movie. And then we find out later, not spoiling too much, they all, so if you are a person that is worried about things connecting, they all connect to this one particular story.
Yeah.
And that's it on that. Like, yeah. You know, a couple of them have weddings.
Yeah.
A couple of them have, you know.
One has a wedding.
One has a wedding. There's one that takes place on a boat.
Yeah. Pull up on these movies.
Just watch them all.
I recommend them.
It is a foreign film. It's a Spanish film. So all of us who got tricked and saw the American film first, here to let you know that, of course, the Spanish film is better. And that's just on period. Now, I'm not going to shit on everybody that did the American film, but also we just know that the original is better.
I mean, it's also just, it was the original idea. Like, y'all kind of took a skeleton and put meat on it, and that's fine. You know, you made your money.
It was fine the way it was.
You know, but also we talked about this. People, there's a large subset of people who will not watch the foreign film. They just won't do it. And we can't convert those people, all right?
Some people we just gotta leave behind. Can we just leave them behind?
We are leaving them behind, because guess who's enjoying the Rec series and guess who the fuck is not?
You're right.
Listen, so now we're about to jump into the spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
All right, so Rec 2007, which had a $2 million budget, which made $32.5 million, which is pretty fucking good.
Get to the Chacoin.
Uh-huh. Of course, we talked about Spanish found footage, and it's only like 78 minutes. It's shortest. It's short.
Yeah.
But it doesn't need to be. It doesn't need to be long. And I feel like they do what they need to do in that 78 minutes. And that's why I feel like runtime should be 70 minutes flat. We don't need to have motherfuckers in the theater for 2 hours. It's just not necessary. We don't have to have that. Like, what's wrong with 70 minutes?
Two and a half hours.
Now, I don't really know what the actual feature length time is. I thought, is it around 80 minutes? What is it, 75? I don't know.
Most movies are usually about an hour and a half long.
They are.
That's
most
people's limit. But I really
feel
like
it can be less than that, though.
Less is more. In some situations, less is more. Some stories call for things to be fleshed out. We get it. But also, we might be a little biased, because we're a fan of, here is a small amount of time. Do what the fuck you gotta do, girl.
Yeah.
Make some shit shake. Also, and they do it.
Also, we don't need everything fucking explained to us. I feel like sometimes you have to understand what a movie is. And sometimes it's you getting on the roller coaster and the roller coaster shooting off. Sometimes it's you walking at walking pace on a trail, and by the end you are sprinting. Sometimes it's like you chilling in a cold house, and by the end it's on incinerate. That's just how movies have different feels and paces to them. This is a fast-paced fucking movie.
Love it.
All four of them are fast-paced. Shit pops off within the first 15, 20 minutes. Honestly, this one is like, first, by the 20-minute mark, people are already infected. More than one.
So let's just start for the girls in the corner and the side and the back. Hey, everybody.
Wow.
This movie, for those who are not aware of anything, and that's okay, this is essentially a zombie or viral disease type situation.
Yeah.
People are dying and coming back from the dead. So just wanted to let you know. So we're about to go all the way the fuck up, because the living dead just really just, you know, these kind of movies, this is the bag. This is what it does. So we start out, and our friends, Angela Videl,
Yep.
She is a late night a host of a late night show. And you have her camera people, and they're all pulling up, and they're at the fire station, and they're out here, and it's just like, what do you guys do? Let's get in here. Let's get in their business. Show us the ropes. They're going down the fire pole. They're making shit shake. They're putting on outfits. They're doing all kinds of stuff. They're just out here partaking in pretend play, and that's tight. So, in the middle of the pretend play / basketball activity round of the tour, they decide, well, not they, because they don't really have a choice. The alarm goes off. All right, y'all, we're about to get some action. So they geeked up. They got the cameras rolling. Everybody getting their suits on. They arrive to this apartment, and they go in, and they pull up, and they realize immediately something's going on here.
It's fucked up. Shit is fucked up. And they pull up. The police are already there, because they ride with los bomberos. They riding with the motherfucking firefighters. They pull up, and the police are already, it's like the authorities have already been fucking called. Okay, so they got the old lady who ain't come out her room. What's her name? Like, Senora Izquierdo. And she's in her apartment. To the left. Well,
with an A. Yeah. I was being cute, y'all. I know some words.
I'm trying to think about the spelling in my brain, and my brain has made the soup. So,
it's okay.
You know, bear with us. but she's in her apartment, and not only this, you're coming in here. It's a sick child in there, Jennifer. Yeah. She's with her mom. It's like Marie something.
Yeah, Marie Carmen.
Yeah, she's out here. So that's the situation. Keep an eye on
Jennifer.
It. She's sick with tonsillitis. I have quote marks. And then they dog Max was turned up. They was sick and they had to go to the fucking vet.
Where's my mask?
Yeah. Listen, disgusting. Holding my nose.
Where's my
get
mask?
Your sick ass kid out of here.
Oh, so they Lord, in please. Here.
They trying to get the old lady out. Shit is turned up. The old lady. You know, when you think of like, oh, we're going to get this old lady. She's out here. That old lady is fucked up. She's covered in blood. She's, I feel like she bit someone already. Like,
she was down bad, and just everything about it was smelly.
It was real stinky behavior. We get to towards the end, you get to what whose fault it all is.
Shit.
But, you know, the old lady turned up. She's bit someone. So now we have two zombies.
Here we go.
Okay. And it's spreading that way. And I feel like one of the firefighters gets bit up there.
Trying so now to help got, people.
Yeah, now you got three of them. Okay.
It's blood everywhere, everybody. Yeah, they.
The old lady kills a few people before they kill her. And then the daughter, who is sick, the little girl, she turns and fucking bites the mom. Then they got to handcuff that bitch to the stairs.
Oh,
that is so stressful. Because she's there for a while. Like, she's
and
there.
Then she turns at the foot of the.
Well, she starts turning. But also, people are trying to break in from the warehouse on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't hold the door, so they have, and they can't get the key because the fucking fireman or police officer who had the key is fucking infected, I believe.
Yeah.
So they can't get the key, and she's fucking stuck there. So they just have to leave her, run up the stairs, and the motherfucking zombie motherfucking people come right out of the jail and eat her ass up. And I'm like, damn, that's real fucked up.
That's a really shaky way to go. Now, for everyone that's listening, it's like, damn, y'all hoes is chaotic right now. Guess what? Yes.
Chaotic.
Because the movie is fucking chaotic.
It
like,
is.
It's literally your worst fear of because essentially these people are confined inside this apartment. Not only do they close the door behind them because duh y'all, but you find out as the movie progresses that some sort of health people have stepped in, the CDC, the FBI, all the biggest, they pulled up and they start sealing the building off and shit. Nobody's getting in, nobody's getting out. Now, if this is your first rodeo, usually when people are infected with things in these type of movies, this is it, bitch. This is it. It's over.
I knew that was coming. I don't know why I knew that. Because
you know
coming.
I do it every fucking time when we're not on when we're not recording. This is it, bitch. Like, you just need to figure out how the fuck you're gonna survive in this space. And I love that about this movie. Cause I already knew what the fuck was up. For those of us who are fans and you have not seen this shit, you need to pull on up. You got to pull on up. Like, the way the apartment is set up, it's like a spiral type situation. And of course, there's like a center. There's a couple floors. And there's people in these different apartments. Because everyone didn't show up to the meeting. When they initially said, hey, everyone who's home in this building, all patrons need to be accounted for. Please come down on the mezzanine level and just pull on up on the rotunda. Now, they say a couple people not there, a couple people was missing, a couple niggas they think down bad, a couple people just said, fuck y'all, we not pulling up. That's just it. So essentially, the story ramps up because they're going to all the different doors trying to see who's accounted for. And in the who's meantime, alive. Like Jess said, people are getting, like, darting out the room. People, niggas is coming out wounded. Niggas was already wounded.
People are falling from the stairs. Like,
it's raining bodies.
Yeah, it's several floors because near the beginning, they're standing in a fucking lava area and their body drops from at least four floors up and just is fucking dead. Like, what the fuck? It's so stressful. So they, not let the bodies hit the floor, bitch. Mm-hmm. All these people are getting fucking bit. Like, it's spreading around. They mentioned it was like rabies or some shit. Mm-hmm.
This shit is scary.
We get to a point where it's just Angela, Pablo, and Manu left. And Manu's ass get bit the fuck up. They take his ass. Manu gone. Damn, dog. And they get into the penthouse. They trapped in the penthouse. They up at the top.
Yeah.
And that's where we get a lot of exposition. Because like I said, 78 minutes. They're not giving you 10 minutes of exposition.
Yeah.
They're like, bitch, we found the fucking tape. It was a priest in here. The priest had this woman in here.
There's a lot of news clippings on the wall. At this point, it's pitch black in this particular room. Because they're trying, everybody, just know at this point, y'all, every single person that has been accounted for inside of that apartment building, all them niggas is zombies.
Listen, okay? You can see them roaring on the balconies and shit. It's scary.
Hell no.
And the police have surrounded the building so they cannot leave. And they was like, get away from the windows or we gonna shoot you.
And someone definitely gets shot the fuck up.
Yeah, I don't know if it's in the first one or second one or both. But they will, they in fact are like, bitch, we gonna
they clear in the room regardless.
Bitch, boom, boom, clear the room. Okay.
Every time.
My new ass is gone. I'm about to stand right away. They end the jank, they get the tape, they find out that the priest was trying to secure some fucking enzyme from a fucking virus.
Here we go.
From Tristana. And this bitch, she is, it's some shit they were trying, it was some, the Vatican was involved, it's some demonology shit. They trying to, you know, use prayer and shit to keep it away. But they were like, they find the father is dead, and Tristana, they're trying to keep starve to death. So we see in night vision, a lot of the last, like, 10 minutes is like in night vision. It goes up to the attic. There's a fucking zombie boy who breaks the light. They lock his ass up there. We're in night vision, and Tristana is walking around butt-ass naked, like, thin, scary, zombie-like, real monster-like. Her neck and face looks real shaky. Child. I don't know.
She's not well, girl. She is not good.
Yeah, I don't know what the vision was for, like, Jaime Balaguerra and Paco Plaza. I don't know what that. Also, those are the two directors. Mm-hmm. Jaime Balaguerra is responsible for Inside, bitch, and we know about that. And Sleep Tight. Now, I don't think you've seen Sleep Tight.
I have not.
But I've seen Sleep Tight.
Am I gonna
and it's
be
like
scared?
The Spanish Resident. No, it's not scary. It's creepy. Make you want to shower after watching Sleep Tight. It's on Shudder right now.
Okay. Great. I got
Shudder. Paco Plaza is responsible for Veronica, which might be on Netflix at this time.
Okay.
But I liked Veronica. It was a good time. And Sleep Tight and Veronica are Spanish films that are in Spanish.
It's you not know about me though.
Yeah. But it was those movies are all pretty good times. So just throwing that
when
in.
When I'm
there.
Really feeling brave, I turn the subtitles off and try to figure out what's going on.
Listen, I don't know what their problem was, these directors, when they made that person with their fucking mouth open. Like I ain't like that. Like
you know what it looked like?
The way her jaw mouth was like a worm. Like a worm snake. I don't. It wasn't human looking.
Definitely not. Now, for those who have not seen this movie or have forgotten what this particular character we're talking about looks like, if you're familiar with Left 4 Dead, perhaps the spitter would be the best way to explain that. It's really gross. If you're not familiar with that game, just go ahead and put in Left 4 Dead or L4D42. And put in the spitter, because I believe she's in both games. Well, they're in both games. Either or, That shit's scary. Let's just put it to you that way. And they're in this attic, and they're all on their bellies because somebody's a little too loud, so now she beat one of the people ass up. Who was
it? Listen, she beat up fucking Pablo ass.
Beat his ass with the tray because he was, you know, his stuff started going. It was
just, yeah, he's a cameraman. So he gets ass beat, dropped the camera, and Angela just left. She's like, I'm in the
stress,
camera.
Crying.
Like, oh, bitch. I'm gonna get my ass beat. It's demons and shit. I can't believe it. I just came over here with the fucking firefighters. I was just trying to record some shit. And now everything is fucked.
You know what? Really quickly, we talk about people in these movies and perhaps real life going while on the clock. Oh my goodness. I'll be damned. Are you serious?
Bitch, I would be so fucking upset.
On the job, bitch. First of all, does my family get to collect the workers' comp? Like, how does that work? How does it bounce off of me and get to you like reverse, bitch? How does it help? Because on the clock, getting chased by zombies on the clock.
Girl, you fucking see me in the streets,
bitch. Bitch, you thought you was clocking in to work. Girl. 3 hours later. And your ass your ass is running down the steps from a fucking demonic zombie bitch. She's like, I don't even know how I got here.
Like, girl.
I quit today. This don't make no fucking sense.
And she butt naked too. I don't like that. Come on, bruh.
This is not what you signed up for when your ass was on Indeed looking for the job.
You thought they was going to get some cats out of some fucking trees. They was going to do a little bullshit. You know, they
traffic stop.
You know, maybe it might be a drunk person out there who needs a medic.
And maybe some smoke inhalation. Something like that.
You know, something. Some
not
bullshit.
The undead.
Not the demonic undead, bitch.
Oh.
How
awful.
So, Angela's in the fucking camera talking about, you know, saying her last words. Because, you know, she's just like, bitch, this
she
is it.
She is me.
This is it.
Again. I would have been dead, actually.
And her ass gets dragged the fuck back.
So terrifying.
So, yeah. That's it. She gets dragged the fuck back, and that's the end of the fucking movie, pretty much.
Yeah.
And that is a terrifying way to end a movie. That bitch is just gone on the floor, just gone. She's just dragged. God. You hear her screaming in the fucking darkness.
And that's it.
That is all. And I'm like, damn, hello.
And what I like is, girl. Before the movie goes off, they leave us with that for a second to, like, pause on that. Nah, that bitch gone. And that's why I've been like, damn, and that scene, watching it in Rec and seeing it originally in quarantine, because of course you always see quarantine first. I ain't even gonna hold you. That shit scared the fuck out of me in quarantine. Quarantine scared me because this is a real life thing. I'd be damned if I go to a homegirl house and next thing you know, some zombie shit pop off. Oh my fucking God. What is this? Like, I would just be pissed.
What are we supposed to do now?
Like, I'm about to jump outside. I'm pulling the sheet back so the army can take care of me, bro, because I don't have time. Like, I don't have time. What I'm supposed to do?
Bruh, I'm good. I'm just going to have to jump off the fifth floor to the balcony. Ejectocito, cuz.
Now, there was a
straight down.
Straight up. No, straight up. There was a point in one of these movies where, like, is it 2 or is it 3? I think it's 2.
Where someone takes himself out?
No.
Oh.
When someone, I apologize to everyone, trigger warning for our entire conversation.
Yeah.
Yes, I apologize.
That happens.
But no, where the kids break in.
That's the second one.
And I'm like, nigga.
Why did you do that?
That's like the people in the building like,
that's
what?
Like when we're watching Demons and the shit was popping off in the movie theater and the fucking punks pull up and now they in the movie theater like, you was not even supposed to be here.
What the hell?
And now you in here fighting off demons with fucking ooze and blue blood. Like, what did you do?
And you know what?
You should have went somewhere else.
There's definitely one member in the crew thinking right now, I could have just stayed home.
Bitch.
Why?
Why
had to choose tonight to go cruising? Why don't you choose tonight?
Come on, big guy. Let's take a cruise, big
no,
guy.
No, bitch, get away from me, Christine. No.
I just finished Christine.
Oh, God. That car is scary. Shout out to the Podmortem because, listen.
I only had 2 hours of the book left when I listened to the episode. And I was like, all right, I already pretty much know how the ending go because, bitch, I'd have seen the movie. All right. But I was like, yeah. Now I read the last part. I'm like, haha, everything connect. Hey. And now I'm reading Blood and Smoke. Shout out to Renee. So, yeah. That's the end of that fucking movie.
Okay. Really quickly before we move on to movie 2. Wreck was awesome.
Yes.
Period. Yeah. If you're more familiar with quarantine versus rec, because, you know, some people have seen either or neither or whatever, the endings are different. The big difference is in quarantine, of course, they went more like zombie apocalypse type of shit. Mm-hmm. And that's okay. I fuck with that ending too. I think my bag with this whole movie period is it just didn't need to exist. Because I'm more of a, I'm not shitting on the remake completely because I enjoyed it. But also at the same time, I don't feel a need for that. I do understand the existence. I'm rolling my eyes. Because people refuse to read subtitles amongst other things. And of course, for some reason, there needs to be a special movie to cater to American audiences. Girl. Whatever. So, if that's what you want to do, fine, girl, I guess. But Rec, though, like, I do like that they try to, and you see this in the end scene with the news clippings on the wall, that, okay, they're not just giving you your old regular take on zombie films. Like, you're also getting, like, a dash of religion in there. Like, you know, you get a little something extra. So me as the viewer, who's gonna watch the shit anyway. Just like, you know, all right, girl, I guess, like, if this is what you want to do, let's fucking go. Come on. So then we pull up on Rec 2.
Listen.
Which happens to come out. What year this came out? Let me go ahead.
2009.
Wash your hands, turn the page. 2 years later.
Yeah. And you know, I love zombies. I also love demon possession and shit. Mm-hmm. So it just took my two favorite subgenres and was like, boom, let's have a baby.
Fusion dance.
Yes, and it's in Spanish, and I love films that are in Spanish.
There you go.
Because then I get some listening practice right there because I need it. Doing my
you gotta turn the subtitles off and really get brave.
Yeah. Or I put the subtitles in Spanish.
Yes.
That's my favorite thing to do. Because I like, when I turn the subtitles off, bitch, I be fucked. Because you know I can't hear shit in English. I be like, damn. I'm like, I be hearing the end. I be just putting the pictures with the words. Some of the words I hear. K?
Literally. Just yelling at
me. But if we put the subtitles in Spanish, I can read still faster than I can hear. And it works out for me. Okay.
I be hitting the pause button to try to break it down.
I mean, do what you gotta do.
That's how I'm learning, y'all. I'm trying to learn to be fluent.
Fluente.
I need to write that down.
Okay.
Crying. Rec 2, 2009. This movie is just a shy under an hour and a half, which is fine. Perfecto.
Yes. And the same directors, Jaime Balaguer and Paco Plaza again. And we're here to, like, pretty much a continuation straight from the first film.
Yeah.
Like, hey, the building was fucked up. We sending some people out here. We send Dr. Owen up in here. We about to, you know, extraction team, get the situation under fucking control.
What military really happened
guns, here? Demons. Bam.
Kind of like what happened in, what is that? Resident Evil 2 when they opened that shit up. Yeah. It's like, let's go down in the hive. Open it up. Let's see what's really going on here. My personal opinion, I don't even know why y'all want to do that anyways. I know we wouldn't have a movie, but this don't even sound safe.
Leave it closed.
This don't even sound safe. You would know, be my thought. Come in here and kill it with fire.
Incinerate.
Burn this bitch to the ground. I'm sorry.
Well,
y'all got to go. I'm not sorry. Because we're all going to become fucking zombies, bitch.
No,
because
I'm like Return of the Living Dead. I'm like, you're going to incinerate it. Now the whole world is zombie. Or like Girl with All the Gifts, where she set that bitch on fire at the end. And all the shit started opening up.
And now everyone
up,
is zombie.
Airborne.
Either or everyone is zombie. All right, back it up. Reverse it. Here we are. So, we not about to set everyone ablaze. Actually, tactical team, let's rock. They gonna come in and they gonna do what they got to do. They don't gotta worry about watching nobody's shoes. They just need to watch out about for getting bit, okay? Because that's muy importante.
Yeah. Yeah.
I gotta start.
Very important. They're in here. We got, of course, Dr. Owens. Then you also have Hernandez, Martos, Rosa, and Lara, I think. Mm-hmm. And they go in the building, they arm these soldiers, and boom, boom, damage control. And you don't even be in there for like 5 minutes, and Martos' ass get bit off rip. Like, I'm like, did they even brief y'all on what the fuck was going on? Like, they just dropped y'all off, and I feel like they understood that they had to shoot him. Because they understood that, like, hey, if they get bitten, you need to shoot them or right. that. They understood because they definitely killed him, I believe. Or they said some prayers or some shit to keep a motherfucker at bay. Then you, like, you realize, oh, y'all started saying the prayers and they moving away. Like, okay, this is a
right.
weapon.
I like that. You learn this early. Keep that in your pocket, y'all.
Yeah.
The power of prayer is real in this zombie universe.
It is. And we learned that Dr. Owens is not fucking Dr. Owens. He's a fucking priest. and he trying to get a blood sample.
He could still be a doctor. Maybe he would have went to, you know, what's the school called? The School of Divinity. Maybe he went to the School of Divinity and got his degree.
Well, he lied about his identity to those people. Because he's like, listen, I'm a priest. These is demons. These are undead demons. These are fucking pretty much deadite kind of fucking situations. They're real strong. They turned up. We got to pray this shit away. And I need a blood sample so we can, you know, fix this shit. And they go up because they need a blood sample from Tristina, the girl who the emaciated.
Yeah, woman you see. Definitely emaciated. We did the same thing.
You see, that's the woman you see at the end of the first one. They need a blood sample from her, and they're going. This is now the mission. Mm-hmm. We need this blood sample, and
keep that in your pocket, y'all.
And we also have to stay alive, which is already an extreme sport. Okay, this is a fucking extreme sport, bitch. They are coming through here. People are dying.
Girl, I felt like I was in a first person shooter as they was trying to handle the situation the whole time. It's zombies popping out left and right. They going in the apartments. More zombies popping out left, right. Me, damn. I thought these people was gone. Like, where the fuck all these people come from?
There is a point in the movie, I believe, they look down with the flashlights and on different floors. Oh, no. You see the zombies just rocking their head. Are going the fuck off. Like, it is a headbanger concert, bitch. And they are like, wow, bitch, I see you. And you know they about to start running up the stairs towards you. Abso-fucking-lutely not.
What is you doing? Like, what? Why is the light on? I know you're trying to explore. Y'all need to be. I don't know what to do in that situation. But I know that wasn't it. I know they're trying to explore, but I also just feel like you turn the flashlight on, they can see. Yeah. They can clearly see. We saw that a few seconds ago. So why would I let them know that I'm, because clearly the zombie not using the flashlight.
Yeah, you draw more attention to yourself. It. I'm like, they're not being very stealthy. They play Fallout, and guess what? Their perception is it? Well, no, it's not perception. Whatever the shit where you can sneak, zero.
Yeah, low.
Zero.
I wish they had like a bomb so they could just throw that shit
and
over.
And the intelligence also was low as well.
Yeah, because
maybe you got some luck.
Luck was on a little high. Charisma, You need to shift those points around, guys.
Yeah, you gotta do something because it's not working out in your favor.
No.
Not only this, Jennifer, the baby who was sick in the first film, Mama dead. The girl
still hooked to the bottom of the stairs, by the way.
Yeah. And the dad is like, I'm trying to get in there to see my family. He trying to get in through the sewer, and you can see from outside the building, because of course it's a spectacle now.
Yeah.
The police are outside, it's lights, the building's wrapped in plastic, and these fucking stupid fucking teenagers are like, yeah, let's get inside.
Of course.
On our YouTube, whatever the fuck they're trying to do, they're trying to get inside the building because they're stupid. They're not smart. They go in through the sewer and they come in right behind the daddy. So now they are now quarantined in this building. And they immediately regret it when they realize what's happening. When they're like, oh, no.
And that's what the fuck you get.
That it is, because you were safe outside. And you snuck inside and I'm like, I wouldn't even went inside, period. But if at most I would have maybe went near the sewer. I'm like, you know what? This is too much. But I'm not going in there. Because how are we getting out?
That's you. That's you as a person. You're very much, I'm about to go like 3 feet behind the niggas that's at the edge. I am said person that's at
the edge.
And Jazz is usually 3 feet behind me and the rest of the people that are at the edge. Now, for this particular situation, let me just, hey girl, you can just come on over here.
And I'm like,
it's too close.
I'm gonna stay back here.
I can see you. Hey, just waving. Me waving back from over yonder. Y'all can't see us. We're literally waving in the air. Just waving. Now, two things. One, when I was rewatching this movie two, I thought about when the teenagers did, you know, teenager shit.
Mm-hmm.
I thought about American Horror Story Roanoke is like a recent situation.
No.
When the teens pull up. Spoiler alert for no one who's seen this. So if this is not your bag, this is your time to skip forward about 30 seconds or so. Now, in Roanoke, when the teens pull up and they're like, I'm going to just pull up on the Roanoke property because I'm a teen and I'm about to live stream everything because viewers. Yeah.
And it's stupid.
And the ass get fucking fucked up by the butcher. And I thought about this in this situation too. The teens broke in in the face when the patrons inside the building realize what happened. Them, oh my God, let's go back from whence they came. Bitch, they got to the trap door and realized it was welded shut. I would have had to fight everybody. Like,
I would have just had to jump out of a window, but I would have stood in the window and said, shoot me, dog. Shoot me, dog. Take me to the king. I don't have much to bring. No, 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 no. That's it. It's demon zombies out here screaming in the hallway. They beating the fucking doors down. They can do anything. Like, they is, like, fuck that. Shoot me, my friend. Shoot me. No. And then you find out that this shit is a parasite, like a physical parasite.
Oh, okay? God.
And when Angela ass got slid the fuck back in that first movie, the parasite got transferred to her. And she's like, y'all gonna let me the fuck out here. The mission complete, bitch. Mm-hmm. I'm getting taken out. And I'm killing everybody. I'm the survivor. And she pretty much, you know, scams her way to the top. In the next movie, Rec 3, and this is called a Apocalypse.
I would like to share, before we share our personal thoughts, I don't know if we've said it by now, we probably have, but I'm gonna say it again because I don't know what my short-term memory is. Long-term memory is yes. Y'all need to watch all these movies. Okay?
Yes, you do.
Because we're telling you what's happening, but there's a lot of stuff we're not telling you because we really want you to see it. So Rec 3 Genesis come out in 2012, so about 3 years after the second one. Give you enough time to digest it, sit on it, do what you gotta do. Rec 3 is, I won't say very different from the other two, but Paco Plaza is the only director that comes back for this one. And then, you know, the story is by Luiso Berdejo, Paco Plaza, of course, and David, I don't know if it's Gallart or Gallart.
I am not looking at the word.
It's a G-A, or yeah, you know what? G-A-L-L-A-R-T.
Gallart?
Or
it sounds like Gallart.
Okay.
I'm just a mere American who learns Spanish.
Please let us know.
Spanish.
We apologize. I just wanted to be very proper.
I be speaking the Spanish, but I am not a native speaker, y'all. So I be fucking
get
up.
Me together, please. I apologize in advance if I truly
also
fuck
I don't
want
to be out here mispronouncing this shit. So
let me
know
so I can know how to come correct. Period. So Rec 3 Genesis 2012, very different from the other two. We do get a found footage situation, but there's a point in the film where it switches to just like regular degla, I guess, cinema, whatever you want to call that, regular degla. Mm-hmm. and it takes place, first of all, what I did like, it made you feel like you were watching a DVD reel. So for a second, right, if you're not paying attention or if you a little you're going to be thinking, bitch, did I fuck up and didn't hit play on the movie? Because...
The way it's set up, like it's somebody's wedding video and you dead ass watching a little fucking DVD.
I was like, did I forget to hit play?
With a little package deal. And you're like, huh? No, they're clicking on it and it's real cute. It's wedding shit.
Oh yeah, it's nice.
It's nice. But you see that somebody don't look good. All right?
Immediately.
And here's the thing. If you've seen Black Summer, and that's the episode that came out recently, like a few weeks within this one coming out.
It's on Netflix.
It
Please
is on Netflix.
Check it out.
It's good. The first episode, there's somebody who also looks the same, look red. They just don't look good. They look sick. They look sick. They're like, I'm all right. You know, they
grab your mask, girls.
Listen, so they're a vet, but also they were probably bit by a dog. And remember in the first one, there was a dog named Bax. Who probably got their homegirl Jennifer, the little girl, sick. Mm-hmm. And their whole family got fucked up, you know, on account of this.
Listen.
But that dog probably bit that vet, and that vet is now at the wedding, and the vet is turned up. Because we have the wedding, it's real cute, you know, you're just going through that kind of wedding stuff. They're drinking.
Her outfit.
They're dancing and shit, and the uncle is fucked up. And it looks, you know, you have a drunk uncle that get, like, fucked up and be doing shit. It was like that, but way more concerning because he was not responsive. Nah. Then he was standing on top of, like, the second floor.
Was this Clara or Codo? Because Clara is the bride, y'all, and Codo is
the husband. Yeah, the groom.
It was his uncle.
I don't know who's
somebody, Kim Folk was
one of their uncle. It was somebody's uncle. Because they would call him Uncle something. And all it don't even matter because he was on the second floor. Then he falls and is on the first floor.
Hold on. Let's stop the tape right there. If I would have been at the function and just, you know, I have been at the function and somewhat two different things. If I would have been at the function and saw somebody fall over to their doom, I would have been like, holy fuck. Not to their doom. Holy
fuck. That makes me laugh every time. What's going on? Fucking doom.
Because you know, bitch, I catch everything at every function, B. Oh. Are they okay? What's going on?
They're not.
Now, back to the other thing I said, put a peg in. I have seen someone not necessarily fall to their doom, but leapt to their doom. Webster Hall, I don't know if they opened the girl back up. Rest in peace if not. I was in the upstairs big little ballroom and somebody had was doing some wild shit in the balcony.
No.
And it was running from the security and the feds. So they jumped from the top. You been in West Harlem, bitch?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, yes. No, no, no.
That's why I'm like, oh my God.
It wasn't Henny Palooza, but they jumped from the top floor all the way down to the bottom. I ain't never seen no shit like that in my life.
I know they legs is fucked up right now.
I don't know how, bitch, but they was running. They ran on out. And I was like, wow, adrenaline is wild. Okay? But that's what I thought of when the Papa fell from the top floor to the bottom. I said, Jesus Christ, please get this man some help. Send help.
Send help.
But clearly he could not be helped because he had that sauce.
Yeah, no. And he bit the lady next to him and pandemonium ensued.
At the wedding reception, Clara and Cotto like, girl, bruh, what the
imagine
fuck?
Imagine you got married. It's the best day of your life and now it's the worst day of your life because the zombie apocalypse happens at your fucking reception.
I want you to know, bitch, I will look, I'll be like, not today.
Like, you paid...
Not today,
$15,000 to feed these people
today.
Here. And zombies pull up. I have to have a word with God. I have to have a word. Someone, excuse me, someone's higher up.
There must be a mistake.
Someone needs to be responsible for this shit. What the fuck is going on here?
I would like to speak to the manager.
Right now.
Immediately. I would like to speak to first of all, I want to speak to the immediate managers. Y'all know y'all not getting a refund on this prank because I will hope and pray that we live. Okay.
Girl.
How did this happen?
I might have to call the bank.
You know,
like,
we might have to be held responsible for the bullshit because he wanted a party. So girl. The workers had to come to this bullshit. Okay. So now you getting sued by the company.
I ain't getting sued because I ain't going to make it out, bitch. I'm definitely dying.
Well, whoever alive in your family got to pick that up.
No, you know, listen.
If they was real petty, you know, some queens be real petty, yeah. So I don't know.
I would have had to call the bank of somebody.
Bitch, I thought you were going to say Bank of America. I said, that's the last thing you need to be calling.
No, but bank of somebody. Whoever bank, wherever the money at, I'm going to call and transfer the money over, right?
Oh, you use a transfer wise.
Because I might as well transfer the money. I'm going to be dead. Because, girl, I'm not, I done told y'all. These kind of zombies, I'm not maneuvering in this kind of zombie apocalypse. It's a fucking wrap, my love. Like, I'm gonna die. I'm okay with that. I'm gonna eat that. I'm gonna take that L. I'm gonna die. But I'm gonna just send my family my last couple of dollars so maybe they can use it for my funeral or something. Maybe if I get buried or something. A memorial. Tombstones are expensive, bitch. I ain't, you know.
Child.
Listen.
Child. That's all I'm gonna say on that.
Yeah. But the wedding is chaotic. Yeah. And the groom and the bride get separated.
Okay. Really quickly, I just want to talk about, before we dive into the chaotic tunnel that is after this wedding reception, during and after, can we talk about John Sponge?
Okay.
The fake-ass SpongeBob.
Sponge John. He was right behind the train.
Send help.
He helped. He was useful until he got bit up, you know.
Send fucking help. Ayudame. Please, because when he pulled up and said, I'm not SpongeBob, because the man asked him, are you SpongeBob? No.
Sponge John.
He said, no, this is my name. Shout out to him trying to make a living, but also, girl, why? But shout out to you trying to make a living.
Listen, if I could get paid to dance,
but not today, God.
In Dora the Explorer costumes.
He died on the clock.
With a Sponge John outfit on. So I'm just like, no, I'm definitely not trying to die in the zombie apocalypse with the Dora outfit on. You know, I was hitting my Dougie real hard at somebody's 8th birthday.
And that's it.
And then the zombies came and whooped my ass. I don't want that for myself.
That's your last seconds of life.
Bitch,
in the child play
in
outfit.
In the Dougie, and then immediately realizing your life is over.
In your work clothes.
Damn. In a fucking outfit. I got a helmet on.
You couldn't even wear your loungewear.
No, thank you.
That's too much.
Anyway, this wedding is fucking ruined. They're separated, and you spend the movie most of it them trying to find each other, and they're using the PA a lot, which is something that was not utilized in the first and second movie because it was an apartment complex, so they may or may not have a PA, but that venue had a PA.
Yeah.
And they were saying the prayers and shit over there to keep the motherfucking zombies at bay. They was wearing chainmail and shit. You learned the zombies couldn't come into the church because they was in the chapel. I would have just stayed in the fucking chapel.
I do like these zombie rules that are being introduced for this particular world.
Mm-hmm.
I am definitely a fan. You know, as someone who has probably watched, I don't know, 50,000 zombie films, I love when new things are introduced all the time. And even if it's not new, like maybe if it's a small concept from a different idea or, you know, a different type of genre or whatever.
Just something not overused.
Yeah, like it was something different. Like, okay. I do like that they broke away, they being, because I know Paco Plaza was by himself in this particular film,
mm-hmm.
In terms of directing. Although we did recognize there are other people who worked on this. But yes, I like that it did break away from being 100% found footage. We still got that throughout the film as well, because they're also like, hey, it's not going to be 100% found footage like the previous movies, but we still get them a little sprinkled throughout via the, the camera footage.
Yes.
The past footage from the previous film or whatever, like, documents they had found or other things they had to watch, like, on some, like, meta-ass shit. Low-key, high-key, low-key. And then we're also looking at security footage throughout the premises. Like, that's also a part of the found footage. So I'd like to sprinkle that.
Thinking they you see them with one shoe on, one shoe off, they sliding that motherfucking foot.
Shout out to the people who played the undead, because you really was rocking out with your non-invisible cocks out. Like, it was moving. It was moving and shaking. I know I'm over the top today. Hey, man. You know.
I enjoyed they were surrounded by fucking zombies, and they were trying to, like, get out. They got to use stealth and shit.
The talent.
Listen, it was a good time. Again, I would have just stayed in the fucking church. I don't understand why we just did not.
I would have just put Bible verses all over my body.
And I would have just dug underground from the church. Or just, I just would have died in the church.
Or
I would have
just
lived, you know, I just, fuck it. I just would have had to die in a chapel, girl. But either way, they come through, they try to get through the sewers, and shit gets really wild.
That was a really intense scene.
And the priest is doing the prayers over the PA, and they finally got together, and they're trying to, like, maneuver through. And meanwhile, they have watched all their family fucking die, okay? They had to kill their mamas and shit, their aunties and cousins. They've had to kill their own family members at this point. And they're using chainsaws. The bride is badass, okay?
Yeah, she's awesome. Her outfit was fire from the beginning. Her zombie apocalypse, the maneuver outfit was fire. Yeah. Even down to, you know, not... It wasn't on purpose, but her makeup is fire.
Yeah.
It's full of tears, though.
Yeah, it's real, you know, I like shadowy the raccoon eyes. Eye.
Yeah.
They got real fucking turned up. And they just... They made it to the outside, but... The uncle bit her because he was deaf, and when they were doing the, you know, prayers over the PA,
okay,
he did not hear them, so it didn't affect him. So everybody else was paralyzed and frozen. She get her ass bit up. Okay. And that's fucked up.
Okay, just want to let everyone know, I was trying to figure out for literally the last 48 hours from this conversation right now, what, like, I was telling you, I recently watched a horror movie and it made me fucking cry. Like,
what? What movie was that?
Balls from the bottom of my diaphragm. Bitch, it was this. Because it was Train to Busan. Like, no.
Oh, Train to Busan did be making me cry.
I was watching Wreck 3. And it was, because I remember I walked in and I had popped in and I was like, yes. Like,
oh, you're right. That, it is, okay.
I got to the end. And after when she gets bit, y'all, she gets bit by the uncle, and I was like, damn, he deaf. Mm-mm. So, excuse me, yeah. So, the uncle was super deaf, okay? And because he was hard of hearing and dead, he did not hear the not prayers. Girl, because he was super dead as well. Could not hear the prayers that the priest was trying to pass on to the people over the intercom. So, of course, boom. He bites Clara, and I'm sick because I'm like, damn, we just spent this whole fucking movie. They finally got together. Shit. And I love a fucked up ending. So I'm not upset, but I'm just upset because of what's happened. I'm like, fuck. fuck.
Damn.
So
they was gonna make it. She's it was so close.
He
to the
like
end.
We get like she chops her arm off because Clara's like, I have this idea. Cut my arm off because she could see that you could see like zoom in on her arm and you see the virus spreading up her arm. So she thinks, go ahead and sever my arm and that'll stop it. So what he do? Kodo, he cut that motherfucker arm off. So he chopped her arm off, whoosh, arm gone. And they're just like, she's losing blood. He's just trying to cradle her. Like, it's literally their goddamn wedding day. It's just so much happening. Everybody's dead. And he already knows, like, in his heart, and you could tell the way they're shaking and moving, it's a chance. He already knows it's not going to work. But at this point, of course, he's willing to do anything. So she's turning and I'm watching them turn and he looks down at her and she's looking up and she's looking like old girl from the Three Cheers for My Sweet Revenge cover. Girl. And I'm like, bitch, I see this face before, sis. This is definitely all my MCR posters. And I already knew, just like he knew, and they don't really say it, but you could tell he knows she's changing. So he's like, fuck it. And when he's carrying her over that threshold, like, I'm just like, and then she goes over the threshold, and when they get shot the fuck up, I started bawling. Like, I could, and that was the first time me watching that movie, and I've seen this movie several times, but that was the first time I watched this movie and just started crying, my nigga. Like, I was so sad. I think it's because I, like, put myself in the story, or even just thought about from the outside, just like, that's sad as fuck, bro. Like, damn, really? Today, the same wound flave. Like, not only did the uncle have the nerve to pass out at the party and fall over the banister. Yes, you heard me. Had the nerve to pass out at the party because he should have been sat down somewhere because they told him he didn't look good. Are you okay? Do you need to take a break? They were checking in on him, and that's the passing, like, interactions we get with the uncle. He's trying to party through the bullshit. You know what I'm saying? He don't know when to turn the party off. He too lit that he done fucked up the function and literally has fucked up the function because he's a zombie, my nigga. He is biting everyone. He's eating the guest.
Like,
he's literally eating the guest.
Straight up.
So you went from dealing with the, oh my God, there's cannibalism happening at my wedding reception.
Bruh.
Then you get separated from your partner in the midst of all the undead chaos.
And she's fucking pregnant. And Ooh. She announces it over the goddamn PA. I'm like, yo, everything is happening. Also, I just thought of something else.
Yes.
Because I've been a bridesmaid. If you've ever been a bridesmaid, you're close to the, you know, bridegroom. You get an idea of the cost and how much you gotta. Imagine you are paying for this motherfucker's plate and he's biting your guest. I have a bone to pick with you.
Absolutely not.
Bitch.
I'm pissed. My bank account is pissed. Everybody's upset. It just, no one's getting a deposit back. It's
Nobody.
Not happening. They're either dead or they're never going to be in a position to get the monies back. Girl. So you win, but they also lose. If everyone loses at the same time.
It's a lose-lose.
The real thing is, did you really actually win with an asterisk next to it? Because if for some reason the virus gets out, because now we know at this point it's movie 3, this is essentially happening at the same time as everything else, or boom, 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 back to back. So meaning it's motherfucking undead people everywhere. And if people were able to get in, who knows whatever the fuck got out? And who also knows if this is the situation, the only situation that's going on? But guess what? It's not the only situation that's going on, because we slide into movie 4, Resident Evil 4, motherfucking apocalypse.
Not you, Resident Evil 4.
Resident Evil 4 in my brain.
In your brain. 4,
but still in my head. Same shit.
Apocalypse.
Don't even matter.
Still.
Apocalypse. We still in this motherfucker.
I want y'all to know 4. That we have, I bought the Resident Evil, all 6 movies are on DVD now.
And I can't wait to talk to y'all about it.
And I'm like, I have only seen 1, 2, and I think 3.
I've seen them all.
Of course.
And I'm ready to see the new one.
Of course you
have. So I'm here to let you know, gosh, it's clearly on my goddamn spirit. Hold on to your butts and prepare thyselves. That's all I have to say.
I'm
going to
keep myself lifted, because definitely this summer I'm going to task myself with watching those fucking
movies.
From the first one.
You know that little old clip from the from Twitter machine?
Y'all going to see me live tweet that shit.
The dude took
Hello.
A shot. Let's go.
Resident Evil. Year. Here we go.
I'm crying. Everyone's so pissed. Everyone's upset. Here we
go. I won't be pissed. I like the first one. I don't really understand why people don't like the first one. I like the first one.
It's beyond the first one. It seems to be most people's issues.
The first one's fun. The second one isn't the worst thing I've seen. I just, also, I didn't play the, I played the first game. And maybe, like, up to Nemesis or, like, PlayStation. I didn't play it that much where it was like, oh, I give a damn about the story. You can change it a little bit. I don't care. But anyway.
You know, some people get it back, but Rec 4.
Yeah, 2014.
Child, we back on that bullshit. This movie is actually longer than the other two. This one's an, or other three, excuse me. It's an hour and 56 minutes. Question mark. That's fine if that's what you choose to do. Here's what I'm gonna say. You ready? Mm-hmm. I love how the previous movie has Paco Plaza on it, and then this one has Yemi. I forgot I fucked it up. Balaguerro on this one.
Are you talking about the
directing?
Oh, who was the director for the first one and two?
No. He's the lone director on four.
Oh, Jaime Balaguerro?
Yes, I apologize. Okay. I apologize on Jaime.
I'm not sure.
It didn't have an I, so I messed
up. I'm also not sure because the I is like Jaime. I don't know if it's like Jaime.
If you're listening to us and you know the proper pronunciation, please pull up on us and please correct us
because I would like to know. I'm like, damn.
No, with all seriousness, I've been trying and I'm really trying and I would like to continue to be in the right way. So please get me all together. Let me prep my edges for you so this could be a learning opportunity.
Listen, I feel like my sister's looking at me, do you even know Spanish?
Like, bitch, mind your business. Like, that's really just truly it.
I really be doing
mind your fucking business. That would be my thought. But this is the fourth movie. It came out in 2014. It's an hour and 56 minutes. There's not a lot of found footage in this film at all. We're still in the same kind of situation. Like, they're looking at past footage, so that would be the found footage. But this is very much just like a cinematic type of situation. Mm-hmm. So taking what was left over from when they basically, you know, switched the beat up in the third movie, and it carried over to this one. Majority of this movie takes place, like Jazz said, on a motherfucking boat. They go back. And they get Angela, you know, you find out there's like, what's my name? Let me get this together. You have Guzman. He's basically like, you know, he's an army doctor. And you find out, or we find out from this particular movie, because what's the other doctor? Dr. Ricarte. Yeah. He was going through the receipts, girl, and he got all the information together because Nick was working on the tapes trying to unscramble everything. That's essentially what's happening on this boat. He was trying to put all the receipts together, and the receipts got forwarded up to Dr. Ricarte, and he was going through and getting his binder together, and he realized from the video that Angela had them demons in her because, you know, we kind of known because
we saw the end of two. Right. They didn't see the end of two.
But they now have seen it. Okay. Mm-hmm. They seen it. They seen it.
Angela is possessed.
Child.
According to them. However,
that's not what's really going on, but it is. So they're moving and shaking. Of course, some of the zombies have started to break out because the disease is on the boat. There's a lot of other underhanded secret sneaky moves is happening on there. We have a lot of different characters. We have Captain Ortega, who's driving the boat. He's trying to go home. This is final mission. He's fucking tired. He's ready to get off the ocean. You got Jesu. He is our only black character. I apologize, everybody, but you already know he dies. I'm so sorry. I was upset and sad and had the way I had to deliver it like that, but I just needed you to know because you already knew in your chest. Speaking of which, that had nothing to do with it, it kind of rhymes with it. There were zombie monkeys in this movie.
There were.
Definitely a fan.
And there was an old lady who was apparently from movie 3 because she was from the wedding and she's a lone survivor. So all her family is dead.
Damn. Well, this is it. And let me just let y'all know, it turns up on this boat. So not only you got the zombies ashore, but they're also offshore and floating in this transportation device. I would have immediately dived into the ocean with Brooks on my feet because you got me fucked up. Like, why would I want to be in this situation? Like, just like, what's my main, Dr. Ricarte? In the end, he's literally like, this is it, y'all. There is no way that we could safely dock this boat. And he's been trying to tell y'all the whole time because a lot of the crew members are really upset with him because he refuses to phone home for help. He's like, E.T., phone home. he's so upset, and they're like, he's like, girl, I don't know if you're comprehending. My mission was to find out what happened to us, the viewer, the previous movies, where this virus came from, what's really going on, getting the, you know, the scoops on hoops when it comes to the religion pieces. He's really breaking it down, giving us all that exposition that we need to tie the movies and shit together, outside of the extra Dexter characters we was talking about that happened to be aboard this ship. So he's really trying to give us the tea, get us the information. And he realizes multiple times throughout the movie, so it's not the first time at the end. He said it before. You see him quick try to end everybody. This motherfucker is constantly pulling the switch out. Girl. He got that switch in his goddamn hand. He's like flicking the notches. And in the end, he's literally just like, yeah, I'm gonna blow this motherfucker up because y'all are refusing to let Angela go on to gospel. Like, she's got to be gone, bitch. She's got to get into that ferry and ride off into the sunset. You refuse to let her go. And also, when he realizes the twist plot, that actually the parasite has gotten out of Angela, because the information later shows that it's actually transformed into Guzman. It's found, like, a new host.
Yeah, it picks the best host. Child. It will move.
It's real smart.
Okay. And calculative. And speaking of which, like, okay, it's in Guzman. That's why, you know, when Angela Baidu, like, listen, it's not me, dog. It's not me,
please. And the whole movie, she's like, I don't know what y'all talking about. I know what you're saying, but also at the same time, y'all wrong.
Yeah, it's not me, bro. I'm me. You know, they're jumping off the boat and trying to make it, but the parasite still jumps, makes it off the boat, and goes into a fucking fish, bitch, apparently. I was like, so we about to have demon shark?
I would like to see what's next. Me too.
I don't give a fuck if it's a sci-fi-ass demon shark
movie. Don't matter, because you know we watch zombie sharks. So.
Is interested. Ghost shark, bitch. Great movie.
Let's get it.
Santa Jaws. Excellent. It's a fun time. If you like good time. Some of y'all don't like a good time, and you need to be real with yourself that you just don't. Okay. You don't like to have a good time. Like, you like to complain. And that's okay.
They're gonna be tired.
You know, you like to complain, and that's okay. You know, you like things to be really, really good, or you complain, and that's all right. We try to find the best in whatever the fuck we're watching.
So if we tell you we don't like it, and we truly have double, triple down on it, yeah, something bad must have happened.
That means we could not find anything enjoyable about the motherfucker.
Holy fucking shit. But this particular movie, like, although it had one of the lowest ratings, if you're looking, if, you know, ratings are your bag, and some people, let's honor that. You know, I don't know, but let's honor it. Some people really, you know, pay attention to the ratings and let that be their guide, and that's okay. But it does have a lower number rating. Language. Thank you so much, bearing with me, Literacy in America. So,
shut up!
It has the lowest rating out of all the other films. However, I feel like you should watch at least all of them at least once. I won't even say this is my least favorite film, because even though it created all this random ass shit to give us a whole new movie and all this extra exposition, it was on par for me. I know somebody will probably get super nitpicky, and that's also okay. Pointing out, you know, whatever the plot holes is. To be quite honest, I've seen all these films so many times, and I've been able to keep up with all of them. Like, they all intertwine. They don't do three much. I mean, you know, some may have, like, scarier kills than the other one. For me personally, there's a lot of things that does not scare me anymore. Like, I'm still like, oh. Yeah. But also, like, you know, every once in a while, I need something to set it off. Like, I need something to really be like, bitch, okay, let's get in. There's a few movies that have. Holler at me if you want to know.
Okay, what's up? Okay,
Set it off in this mother. Come on, Jesus. Let's get it.
I was listening to that earlier today, y'all. Shout and to I just now. Need y'all to understand. That was a good... He's iconic.
I got my eyes closed, and I'm feeling the beat in my head. That's truly where I'm at. But yeah, like we said... Well, Jess, how did you... I know you fucked with all these movies, yes?
Yes. Yeah, all of them were worth a watch to me. Especially the first three. I mean, even the fourth one was still pretty good. Like, I feel like it had, like, between a 5/6 out of 10 rating. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's middling. You know, people think it was mid. All right, cool, whatever. But I've seen movies like Ghost Ship with, like, 15. Like, you know, whatever.
And you know how we feel about Ghost Ship.
And it's fun. It's so fun. Like, this has like a 5.5. It's still fun. It's a good time, and I think you should watch it, especially if you have watched the other three movies. You might as well finish it. Finish the story. Like,
yeah,
it's worth it.
Girl, you might as well. Like, at this point, we 4 movies in. You might as well figure out how it's going to end. And if they come back with another one about these zombies, animals, because they already introduced that this the is monkeys, a thing that exists.
Me, and the fish.
Let's fucking go. Let's go. Where are you going with this? Are we going in the ocean, bitch? Where's Ariel? Like, I'm ready to fucking crank it up. Let's go. Poseidon, where are you? I'm ready.
Underwater. Underwater squad.
Water.
Ichima.
Bitch, I ain't seen that video in so long or heard that song in so long.
Underwater
and now,
squad.
That
song was fun.
That bitch you guessed it phase of the world.
That was a time.
You was motherfucking right. I'm sorry.
Why the fuck is you next to us?
Every time I see that line, I just look over like, ugh, like, smelly behavior. What please. Gross. Why the fuck is you
next to us?
Like, bitch, why did you came? Like, what is this? Anyways, y'all, Lord. If you've seen any of these movies and you did not fuck with them for various reasons, please let us know, because I would like to know, just out of curiosity, did you think that the storyline stinks? Is it something that you're not interested in? Holla at a pimp. If you did fuck with this movie, we also would like to hear about it too. We love dialogue, so holla at us. You already know, and if you don't know, you can email us at grltspod@gmail.com.
Yeah, you can also pull up on our Twitter and Instagram at Girl That's Scary. We also have events and stuff on Clubhouse. So if you go to Clubhouse,
come on, bitch,
and you pull up, granted, it's not at Girl That's Scary. I believe it's what, at Harley Quinn and at Danny the Kid. But either way, I think we're both linked to Girl That's Scary.
Right, and we post the link a lot. And also, if you said you was tired of Clubhouse because they was really shaking and moving during the beginning of the panty, mm-hmm. and you feel like you done worn your way out, that's okay. Go re-download a boo.
Oh yeah, go to that.
You can do that and come back.
Yeah, you can,
or you could just like pull up on Patreon, like she said.
Yeah, or you could also rate 5-star ratings.
4 or 5-star chicks.
You know, that's $3.99. You can just go on your Apple device.
You ain't gotta pay Nathaniel, but write your time.
A little review and say, "Hey, I like this podcast." Okay, or you ain't even gotta say I like the podcast. You could just be like, "Hey, 5-star." Thumbs up.
Or whatever your thoughts are. Because I'm looking at you with a heart in my eye.
Yeah. Also, you know, email us if y'all got suggestions, ideas, and fun stuff.
We begin suggesting stuff. We love it, y'all. Yeah, thank you so much. That.
Thanks. You know, we
shake and move. I love it. Thank you so much for everybody. Every retweet, every comment, every feedback, every favorite, every share. Whatever. Yes, every share, every conversation with the Meemaw, the aunties, everybody at the dinner table, every family function, young
cats, dogs, babies.
Yes, every suggestion, every thought to the universe, clap with your hands in the air like Goku. Yes, come on, that song will be stuck in my head. We appreciate you. We very much thank you for all of the above.
Yeah,
that's all we got.
Yeah, until next time.
Bye.